The right to an attorney.
I waive that right.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Anything you say may be held against you in a court of law. Do you understand?
Yes, of course I do.
On Friday morning, March 3rd, did you go to Calhoun Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
Why did you go there?
I was looking for someone.
Who were you looking for?
The man who killed my daughter.
Did you know his name?
No. Yes, I do now. Jacques Renault.
What made you think he killed Laura?
You arrested him.
Leland, did you kill Jacques Renault?
He killed my Laura. Absolute loss.
I doubt if any one of us is a stranger to grief.
No, more than grief. It's deep down, inside. Every cell screams. You can hear nothing else.
Psychiatric exam. I'll tell you one thing. Parents should not bury their children. Anyone who's been through what Leland has is...
Do you approve of murder, Dr. Hayward?
No.
Hey, Doc.
How are you, Andy?
Fine. Great, fine.
What's the problem?
It's kind of personal.
I'm your doctor, Andy.
It's about my sperm's test.
Yes?
You know, I flunked.
That's not the precise term for it.
Well, I was just wondering if it's the kind of test you can take over. You know, like a driver's exam. I mean, I've been wearing boxer shorts every day, just like you told me.
You want to give it another shot?
Yes, sir, I would.
I'll need to take a sample with me.
Right now?
Put it in a brown bag. I'll wait in the car.
Our judge arrives this afternoon. Clinton Sternwood. Travels the circuit in Winnebago.
Outdoors enthusiast?
Last of the frontiersmen. They broke the mold.
And we have bail hearing for Leland and Leo's competency examination.
Will Leland get bail?
Well, Harry, that's up to your state prosecutor.
That'd be Darrell Lodwick, also on his way.
What do we hear from Hawk?
Called this morning. Now, the county says nobody by the name of Robertson ever lived next to the Palmers. We got a current address on the last occupants. Kalispell. He'll check it by afternoon.
Hey, watch it, Andy.
Sorry, Bob. Oh, my God.
Andy, don't move. Where did you get those?
Don't make me say where these came from.
Andy?
Please, Agent Cooper, this is extremely personal business.
Your boots.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bought these from Philip Gerard yesterday when he was waiting. Sorry.
These are the same brand of boots we found at Leo Johnson's. The giant said there was a clue out there.
I thought it was the cocaine.
Harry, we've got to find Philip Gerard, the one-armed man.
Can I go now, Agent Cooper? I don't know how much time I've got.
If you must. Harry, what's with Lucy?
A friend of mine works with the Seattle Post-Dispatch.
Right.
Actually, my sister went to college with her, but she's kind of a friend of mine, too. Anyway, she called me this morning with a hot tip. Mm-hmm. Top secret. M.T. Wentz is coming to Twin Peaks.
M.T. Wentz. M.T. Wentz.
M.T. Wentz, the travel writer.
Yes, M.T. Wentz, the travel writer.
Wentz travels incognito, uses only cash, no credit cards. Nobody can trace his identity or hers. No one at the paper even knows who he or she is.
Favorable Wentz review could be quite useful.
Well, he's coming. Wait, He's coming.
Keep an eye on registration. I want an hourly update. Scrutinize every check.
Especially if they pay cash.
Not even 9:30, and you have already done a good day's work.
Mr. Arne, you look well.
What can I do for you?
Oh, we've met. I sell insurance to this small business, like One Eye Jack.
Jean Renault. What's the occasion? Are my premiums about to be raised?
No, nothing like that.
Please.
Mr. Arne, I'm just a messenger.
From whom?
They request a large sum of money.
How much?
I require something else entirely.
They should bear the cost of their own middleman.
Number one, your business up there is being run by pickpockets and fools. A dollar earned is a dollar stolen. Are you aware of that?
I have my suspicions.
What you need is a partner. Someone who can take care of these little problems.
I have a partner.
Okay. Do you want my help or no?
Yes.
One more thing. I want this man to bring to me the ransom.
This man is an FBI agent.
Do you want your daughter back?
Of course I want my daughter back, but I can't yet...
Cash. Partner. FBI man.
This is supposed to be an equitable exchange.
This could turn out well. Expect a call tomorrow. Noon.
Janet. Find Agent Cooper for me. Surgeon.
You're kidding. What's he look like?
Well, you're looking real pretty today, Donna.
Thanks.
Special occasion?
Yeah, I'm having lunch today with someone I met on my route.
Bedpans and shut-ins, who's to meet?
You wouldn't understand.
Don't spill the soup.
Thanks, Louis. Hank, listen to this. I just got a call from Louis at the Northern. M.T. Wentz is coming to Twin Peaks.
M.T. who?
Hank. He's the most powerful restaurant critic in the state.
Really?
Yeah. And a good review from him in a Seattle paper could give us a lot of business. So she's going to try to send him our way.
What's he look like?
Well, nobody knows. I guess it's a secret. But he's supposed to be arriving today.
We've still got time.
Time for what, Hank? Time for what, Hank?
I'm gonna pick up some flowers and maybe some candles and some tablecloths. And what can we add to the menu? Some specials, maybe.
I always wanted to try some regional dishes.
Babe, we're gonna trick this place out like Christmas on the 4th of July. Oh, and I think you should give Big Ed a call.
Why?
Well, you're still friendly, right? So maybe this Wentz guy stops in for gas. Ed could suggest the double R to any new faces he sees.
I'll call him.
Good. You do that.
Should we drink to?
To Laura.
To Laura. In our hearts and memories locked. Her diary. Did I tell you I had it?
Laura's diary?
Well, shall I read something from it? It seems appropriate.
Please.
But still, I'm afraid to tell her of my fantasies and my nightmares. Sometimes she's good at understanding. Other times she just giggles, and I don't have the nerve to ask why things like that are funny to her. So I feel badly again and shut up about it for a long time. I love Donna very much. But sometimes I worry that she wouldn't be around me at all if she knew what my insides were like. Black and dark and soaked with dreams of big, big men in different ways that they might hold me and take me into their control. I'm sorry.
No, don't be. If that's evidence, shouldn't we give that to the sheriff?
No. I mean, I've read this from cover to cover, Donna, and there are no solutions here. Besides, she gave it to me.
Why?
People come to me and tell me their stories about the world outside. I take their stories and place them in a larger context, a sort of living novel.
Who tells you?
Oh, friends, lovers. Well, maybe someday you will too.
You were right. Our kidnappers contacted me this morning.
Damn me, but you were right.
Why didn't you alert the sheriff?
They'll kill her at first sign of police involvement. That's why I called you.
There's no reason to circumvent normal channels.
Normal channels won't bring my daughter back to me alive. You and Audrey have a special relationship. You, of all people, understand her value to me. They want to make the exchange tomorrow. Audrey, for $125,000. Cash. But I must ask you, will you take it there?
Josie.
Oh, Pete. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I keep thinking about Andrew. What he would have done about the fire. Thank goodness Catherine was here to handle everything. What is it?
Josie. Catherine died in the fire.
God, no. Oh, Pete.
We're planning a service, but they haven't found the body.
Oh, Pete.
In a couple of days, we'll go ahead. I don't know exactly what we'll be burying.
Right this way. Come on, Dreamboat. Daddy's waiting. Come on. Miss Horn was a very bad girl, refusing to take her medicine.
Please.
Weren't you, Miss Horn?
Audrey. Audrey. Have you been mistreated?
He hit me.
Huh.
I did not hit her. If that's what you're thinking, I didn't.
That was wrong. It will never happen again. As long as you're with me. Do you understand? I spoke with your father this morning. You're in no danger. Everything going to be fine. You do trust me, don't you, Audrey?
You see, Audrey, in a situation like this, you have to handle yourself in a professional manner.
We're all reasonable people. And what you discover is that something reasonable can always be worked out whenever reasonable people just put their minds to it.
Of your magazine!
Andy? Maybe you'd better get some air.
Lucy, I think we're at the point where it would be healthier for everyone if you got whatever was bothering you out in the open.
Andy and I used to go out.
That much I gathered.
For a year and a half until I started to notice things about him. They weren't big things, they were little things. He never exercises, he never washes his car, and he doesn't even own a sports coat.
Uh-huh. Well, did you do something about this?
Well, after I watched this TV show, I decided I needed some me time, during which we didn't see each other, during which period I met Dick Tremaine. Horn's department store men's fashions. He had lots of coats and keeps himself and his car in great shape. Most of his behavior was asinine, but at least he was different.
Are you still seeing this Dick?
No.
Lucy, do you want to get back together with Andy?
I don't know.
Well, Lucy, can you tell me exactly what you do want?
I don't know.
Sorry, Harry. I was trying to help.
Well, that was a good thought. But it's like trying to fix those potholes over in Highway 9. First heavy rain and...
You've been down this road before.
Sure have.
Harry, I've got a dangerous situation. I've examined every possible angle, and I believe there's only one way to proceed. I need a favor, strictly between us.
What's up?
I need one of the bookhouse boys, your best man. It would be better if you didn't know why.
Cooper, I've steered clear when you've asked me to. Is there anything I need to know about this one?
Absolutely not.
I'll set it up. 9:30 at the Roadhouse.
Thanks, Harry.
It must be him.
Here we go.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Double R Diner.
Thanks. Could I even have a booth?
Of course. Right this way. We have two very delicious specials this evening.
I'm sure you do, but I'll have a cheeseburger, medium, a Coke, and some fries.
Very good.
Excuse me, Todd?
Why don't we finish this up in the kitchen?
There you go.
Get in the back and don't touch anything.
He only wanted a cheeseburger.
It must be some kind of food critic trick.
You think so?
Absolutely, yeah. I think...
Bathroom?
Oh, right this way, sir. We just finished painting it, and it looks really nice. It's completely private. Yeah, follow me. Ooh, sorry.
Let's go.
Toad! Toad! Get out of my way! What?
No!
Thanks for coming. I didn't know...
Know what?
I didn't know if you were mad or not. I mean, how mad?
I'll survive.
Donna, there's nothing going on between me and James.
What if there is? I mean, who said James and I couldn't see other people? I certainly didn't.
Are you saying you're seeing someone else?
Maddie, I need your help.
How?
Harold Smith has Laura's diary.
I thought the sheriff had Laura's diary.
Harold said that Laura kept a second diary that I didn't know about, and he's got it.
God. We have to tell James about this.
If Laura did have a secret diary, and Harold's got it, I'm gonna get it with or without you. Tell that to James.
I know I paid too much for it, but I just fell in love with it. I heard the salesperson say, the only reason we're still in business is because Josie Packard buys retail.
I like it.
You do?
I like it, yeah.
You're so cold.
Josie, I got a note. Were you really in Seattle?
Yes. Why are you so suspicious? Look at these boxes. You think I got them in cash and carry?
Why didn't you tell me you were going?
You know I had to get away. I was afraid.
I know. I was afraid of Ben and Catherine.
You know that.
And now Catherine's dead.
Harry. You don't think I...
I don't know what to think. I don't know.
You think I could burn the mill? That I would ruin everything of mine?
It was insurance money.
My God. How could you? How could you think of such terrible things? How could you hurt me so?
I was just so worried.
I'm sorry. Hold me. Take me.
Josie.
I want you to take me.
Josie, why? Why didn't you tell me?
Tear it. What? Tear it. I love you. I need you.
Good looking. Who do you have to grease to get some coffee around here?
Judge Sternwood. Hello, Your Honor.
Lucy, you're a cool drink of water to road-weary eyes. What's your secret?
I'd rather not talk about it, sir.
Give us a hug. Life is hard, dear. Still and all, it's harder in most places than in Twin Peaks.
Ben. Sorry I'm late.
Well, I only just arrived.
Good to see you.
What's her name, Harry?
What?
You got the look of a man with filly trouble, son. If they don't take the saddle, you got two options, and I won't bore you with either one of them.
Harry? Judge Sternwood, Special Agent Dale Cooper, FBI.
How are you, lad?
Your Honor? You two should have a lot in common.
Sid'll bring in the court calendar as soon as the Winnebago's tanked up. You want to break the seal on that Irish you stashed for me?
Right this way.
Mr. Cooper? How do you find our little corner of this world?
Heaven, sir.
Now, this week, heaven includes arson, multiple homicides, and an attempt on the life of a federal agent.
Well, heaven is a large and interesting place, sir. Lucy?
Dick?
Lucy, I haven't slept. I can't eat.
I've been absolutely miserable.
What?
I've been a fool, a cad, the way I behaved. I'm deeply, deeply ashamed.
You are?
I've been over it in my mind a million times, and what I've come to is this. I have to. No, I must do the right thing.
You must?
It's everything I could scrape together. I'm completely knackered.
What is this?
$650. I've called around. I've been told it's more than adequate.
For what?
For the... to take care of... you know, the little problem.
Richard, here's what you're going to do. Take your money, put it back in your wallet or your pocket, turn around and walk through both sets of doors. The second one sticks sometimes. Go out into the parking lot, get in your car, turn the key, and never, ever speak to me again as long as you live! Say one more word, and I'll scream! Leave, please.
This is most difficult. My deepest condolences on your heartbreaking loss.
Thank you, sir.
You've appeared before me many times. I know you to be a fine, decent man and a capable attorney. And to see you under these circumstances is dreadful for us all. Now, the law provides a structure to guide us through perilous and trying times. But it requires our submission to its procedures and higher purposes. Before we assume our respective roles in this enduring drama, just let me say that when these frail shadows we inhabit now have quit the stage, we'll meet and raise a glass again together in Valhalla.
Would that it were so.
I understand it's your intention to represent yourself.
Correct.
Well, where's Lodwig, the prosecutor?
Overdue.
Well, I suggest we leave the question of bail till morning. The facilities are adequate, Leland?
Oh, yes. Everyone has been most kind.
And then we'll say good night, Deputy.
Good night. Thank you.
I'll speak for us all. We have hard jobs.
We're ready to roll.
Well, hiya, Sid.
Harry?
Sid, say hello to Special Agent Cooper.
Agent Cooper?
How do you do?
Well, gentlemen, we've been, 8 hours on the road. Sid and I are gonna pilot over to the Great Northern, hook up the Winnie, and dine in the timber room. See you in court.
Wife?
Mm-mm. Law clerk.
Man, oh man. Harry, is everything set for tonight?
He'll be there.
Okay.
Is this your friend Katrina?
Katrina. Katrina. And this is Twas Wasson.
Hmm?
Come along, girl. Oh.
We're all set. Now, what credit card do you want to put that on?
Cash, please.
Cash? Fine. Where did you say you traveled from, sir?
Seattle.
Seattle? Well, that's not such a long trip, then. Very good, Mr. Tajimura. The bellman will take you up to your suite. And if you would like to treat yourself to some of our outstanding local cuisine while you're here, I would recommend the Double R Diner. Ask for Norma.
Thank you very much.
Norma, it's Louis. I think the Eagle has landed.
Pete, meet my cousin Jonathan.
Jonathan?
You thinking cousin have some Joe? After a long flight, I'll help him reset his biographical clock.
Mm-hmm. That's biological. I think so. I just made a fresh pot. Here. Cup of Joe coming up. Biological.
Biological.
Don't know how you lasted 6 years. Nothing but hayseeds and manual laborers.
Well, we all got our job to do.
The horses nearly finished. The sale of the mill and the packet lands?
Signing the contract soon. I need Pete's signature. He's Catherine's heir.
Will that be difficult?
No.
How long?
2 days.
We're expected back in Hong Kong. Mr. Eckert wants very much to see you. Are there any other complications?
There might be a problem with Hank.
I'll deal with him. Are we suspected?
Certainly not.
What about the sheriff?
It means nothing to me.
That's not what I asked you.
Right on the tick.
Is he here?
He's here. Are we in any particular hurry?
Harry, let me buy you a beer. Bartender.
All right, I'm coming. Right. Hey, we're not open.
What's the deal? Huh? Do I
Know you?
Okay.
Blood brother, next time, I'll take your head off.